The UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs says that regional meteorological agencies have warned that the heavy rains in the region are likely to continue until the end of April. In addition, although the severe cyclone season usually begins after February 20th, already two more than the seasonal average of 9 tropical storms or cyclones have made landfall in Mozambique. UN Aid Agency Regional Director Kelly David says funding is being sought to prepare for what is expected to be a humanitarian crisis.
To not only respond to the current needs, and that is what is unusual about this appeal, but also to be prepared for a further deterioration of the situation. So that means putting relief supplies in areas that we know are likely to become flooded and may be cut off from access because of the roads or the bridges being damaged.
The UN official notes that disaster preparedness and management has improved in the region, especially in Mozambique, and that consequently it is now possible to pre-position relief supplies for looming crises. She adds that the appeal is seeking to address urgent needs and also looks ahead to recovery.
The greatest needs that the appeal is seeking to address are food and nutrition needs. Water, sanitation, and health remain a critical concern given the increased disease risk. Already in Malawi, we're seeing 700 cholera cases associated with the floods. There's also a need for shelter for the displaced. At the moment, there are more than 120,000 people displaced in all four countries, but the bulk of those being in Mozambique. And then, of course, for recovery needs, because there has been damage to infrastructure. And when all is said and done and the flooding season is over in April, there will be a need to rebuild.
With waters rising in the Zambezi River, Zimbabwean authorities are expected to open one floodgate at the Kariba Dam, upstream of the Kahorobasa Dam in Mozambique. This may mean that water will also have to be released from the Kahorobasa. There is concern that, if not carefully managed, this may lead to further flooding in the Zambezi floodplain. Mozambique President Armando Guebuza said last Friday this will only be done if necessary, and said that southern African countries are working towards regional management of water resources as well as regionally coordinated crisis response. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.